This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun.
On a Tuesday.
On a Tuesday, and it's going to be a rambunctious one here on a Tuesday. I'm excited. I'm really, really excited. Wait, my voice cut out there. I'm excited. What, Chris? It sounded weird. First, about 45 minutes from now, I'm going to argue with my boy BK. Longtime listeners will know former Air Force PJ BK. He and I are going to argue about trades versus college because that's going to be a big central theme on tonight's show. We're going to talk about the wives of Washington, D.C., Jill Biden, Gisele Fetterman tonight. Why ego, pride will bring you down. We'll talk about Senator Cucumber. Why dead whales are washing up in New York. Who's killing the feminists? All that and so much more tonight is coming up on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. But I wanted to begin a little bit differently tonight. Because I got an email, spoke to me, and I think it might speak to you. And we're going to talk about how to deal with this stuff a little bit. All right, so this is the email. Hey, Jesse. Just wanted to let you know how much you've encouraged me over the last year, so I wanted to encourage you to keep doing what you're doing. The past year was the most difficult season of life I've ever experienced. I was going through a pretty rough divorce, crawling into a bottle pretty often, and really didn't have much hope. Was honestly thinking about checking out a few times. I wouldn't have done that because of the people in my life, but I thought about it. You were a big part of what kept me going. Hills and valleys, your words about keeping moving when you're in a valley kept me going, and I'm getting to that mountaintop again. That's awesome. I'm a person of faith, and I genuinely think part of what you do is a ministry. Keep it up. You're changing lives. And he actually said I could say his name. His name is Zach, but One, that's wonderful, Zach. I love hearing that. Enjoy that mountaintop. But two, I want to talk about you. I want to talk about, honestly, me. I'm just going to bear it out for you here. Because we live in a, you know what? I hate to say it like this, because this is, when you look at the frame of history and the things, the horrible things people have lived through, I hate saying things like, well, we live in hard times because, I mean, people lived during the Black Plague when half of Europe was dying. There have been people who, actually, this will go right along the lines of what we're about to talk about. There have been people who've looked over the walls. Picture this moment. I picture this kind of sick stuff a lot, but this is how real people have lived. Flesh and blood people, just like you. Think about waking up in your city one day in the old days, and you have city walls. And there's all kinds of panic going on around you. People are running in the streets and you're not sure what's going on. And you make your way up on top of the city walls and you look and there's a Mongolian horde, a giant Mongolian army that has set up camp outside of your city. And you know there's a good chance your life ends and ends brutally in a month or two after you've starved almost to death. So I don't like to say things like, we live in hard times. But the truth is this. These are hard times. These are difficult times.
It's difficult emotionally, mentally, watching what's happening to the world around you. And sometimes, like you do, like I do, feeling powerless to stop it. This is a stupid thing to care about, but I'll just look. I'm just being honest with you here. I miss the movies. My entire life, have loved the movies. I would beg my parents to take me to the movies. Let's go to the movies. And we would only go once a year, if that. But man, I lived and died for it. The buttered popcorn, the big feel of it, I would go to the movies by myself routinely as an adult if I was out of town for work or something like that. And now they're all trash. I don't think I've seen a movie in the theaters since Top Gun Maverick, and I don't know when I'll see the next one. And before that, I don't know when it was. I don't like watching the world around me crumble. And that's beyond personal things. Like, this guy mentioned a divorce, but don't you have personal things you struggle with too? I do. Maybe it's not a divorce, or maybe it's not the bottle. Maybe it is one of those things. Maybe it's both of those things. Maybe you struggle with drugs. Maybe you have a child who's losing their way as they get older. Brutal for a parent to go through. Maybe you're hearing my voice right now. Maybe you are that. I don't want to call you a child. Maybe you're a teenager right now, and you're going through hell with your parents at school, bullies, teachers. Life gets hard, man. Life gets hard and it gets stressful. And I want to encourage you about something. Maybe you'll find this encouraging, but I do. And to do this, I'm going to talk just briefly about history. I mentioned the Mongols a second ago. One of the things that made the Mongol armies so incredible at conquest was the speed and the mental aspect. And this is what I mean. Normally, when they were fighting, we're talking the 1200s here, an army would have a long baggage train behind it because armies got to eat. We need food. We need supplies. We need people to fix the weapons. We need more weapons. Okay, so the army's only marching as fast as basically a foot soldier can walk. He's got a baggage train behind him. It's slow. Mongolian armies didn't have that. Every single person on horseback, they moved at blinding speed for the day. And so, because of that, they knew that when Genghis Khan would attack a city or a civilization, he wouldn't stay together, which every other army would do. He'd split his army up into four armies. Just to what? What was his purpose for that? He would have one army. Oh my goodness, there's an army in the north. There's an army in the north. We just got word that they're in the south. How are they in the north and the south? Jeez, they're attacking us in the east. You know what it did? You know what he was doing on purpose? Not only was he attacking everywhere at once, he was trying to make you feel surrounded and overwhelmed on purpose. And it worked so many times, because when you feel surrounded and overwhelmed, you make mistakes, sometimes fatal mistakes, disastrous mistakes. The panic sets in. We all do this. This is human nature. So I'm going to tell you something right now, and I need you to hear me, because what I'm telling you is an absolute fact. You feel overwhelmed sometimes because life happens and politics happens and all the crap that's going on. A lot of that is being done by your enemy on purpose to make you feel surrounded and overwhelmed and disheartened. You don't have anything left. I hear it too. I hear the same voices. You don't have anything left, Jesse. You can't even watch football. You used to love the Giants on Sunday. Now you don't get to watch football anymore. Jesse, you don't even go to the movies. Go to the movies. Jesse, you can't let your kids watch TV commercials now. Jesse, this sucks too. Jesse, they even ruined Aunt Jemima. Jesse, they're taking over this. Jesse, they're taking over that. Jesse, they opened the border. Jesse, China's invading. Jesse, the government's bought off. Jesse, the media sucks. Jesse, everything. Same thing. I go through the same thing. And there are times I wake up and I just, feel surrounded and overwhelmed. Let me tell you something. Yes, you are surrounded by many, many forces that don't like you. But what they're really, really banking on what they're banking on. And I'm not just talking about human communists. I'm talking about evil spiritual forces. You know what they want? They want you to quit. They want you to give up. They want you to put a bullet in your mouth. Or they want you to just get out of the game of politics. I'm done with politics, man. I'm done. I'm just going to fish every day. I'm walking away. They want you to wave the white flag and say, I can't do it. It's too hard. It's too much. It's too overwhelming. I can't handle it. Hear me now. You are right. You are correct in the things you want. You are the good guy. They are the bad guys. And we don't ever quit. That doesn't mean we don't have horrible days. That doesn't mean we don't have horrible moments. And personally, just in your personal life, that doesn't mean you're not going to ever have a divorce. That doesn't mean you're not going to climb into the bottle for a bender for a month or two or a year or two. Lord knows I've been there too. I told you I used to drink beer in the dark by myself in my apartment when I got back from Iraq. You've had low moments? Man, I've lived in low moments. I don't have anything special about me except I keep going because I know there are better days ahead in this life or the next. You keep going, all right? Always keep your chin up. Let's laugh a little bit. Look, hey, we'll always have the soundboard. Let's laugh. Let's smile. Keep going, all right? All of you. Now, let's deal with ego and pride. And I'm not just talking about me. Jeb Bush is out there in the news. Joe Biden's embarrassing himself. January 6th footage. Man, there's so much juicy stuff tonight. It's going to be a fun Jesse Kelly show. Now, who's your cell phone with? Don't. There are no excuses at this point in time to have a garbage cell phone company. The person who made your car, your automaker, you have all the excuses in the world. They all suck. You want to go to a movie? You want to go to a movie completely unassociated with communists? Good luck. Most of them suck. There are plenty of ways you are surrounded and don't have options. You have phone options. Drop AT&T. Drop Verizon. Drop T-Mobile. Go to Pure Talk. Pure Talk's on the same 5G network, takes you 10 minutes to switch, and you save money. There are no excuses to keep your garbage cell phone company. You pay them every month. At least pay someone who shares your values. Pick up your phone. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you even more money. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We got a great show for you. Let's have some fun. Hang on.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you that I'm going to argue with my buddy BK here in about 10 minutes from now about my endless encouragement for you to avoid college and go into the trades. And I'll go into my thinking on that in just a moment. Running against the wind. Bob Seger's so against, he's so underrated. He's so underrated. That's what I feel like every day when I come into work and I see you here, Chris. I feel like I'm running against the wind. Dear Master Burger Chef Jesse, I caught your recipe for your world-famous Jesse Kelly cheeseburgers during one of your shows, and my husband and I love them. However, I'm having trouble holding them together when I fry them up. They seem to fall apart. Is there some secret to keeping them together while cooking? Says I can say her name, and I will because it's a she. Her name's Marilyn. Now, why did I bring that up? Well, Marilyn, ladies, I've had this complaint before. Jesse, I love your burger. Jesse, the burgers are the best, but they don't stay together. Jesse, I love your burgers, best I've ever had. I can't keep them together. Let me ask you something. Are you a big fan of the diversity push in this country? Oh, you're not? You think statements like this at a Korean diversity hire are ridiculous?
The country needs more workers, especially women, in order to deliver on the president's bold agenda. And we are committed to working with the private sector to ensure the success of Chips for America and to unlock the full potential of our economy.
More women? That's ridiculous. That's what you're saying right now, right? Why are we focused on gender? Let's just get workers. Doesn't matter the gender, the color. Let's just get workers in. You would agree with me and not her, correct? Diversity is ridiculous. Now, why is diversity ridiculous? We talk about it all the time, the death of everything. What makes it so damaging? Why is it bad? Because you're placing a priority on something that doesn't matter at the expense of what does matter. You agree with that, don't you? Of course you do. So let me ask you something. Why are you worried about the cheeseburger staying together? The cheeseburger that's delicious. The cheeseburger that you say you love. Is it a parachute? Do you need it to stay together for some reason? But ladies get obsessed with this sometimes because it doesn't look good. And it doesn't look right. And we need women to make our lives look better and look right. I'll never forget the moment, the first moment my wife walked in my apartment back when we were dating, the look of horror on her face. I remember she said, I still remember it like it was yesterday. She said verbatim, "You don't even have anything on the walls." And I looked and said, "Why do I need anything on the walls? It's fine." So I understand that women prioritize looks. When you're making the world famous Jesse Kelly burger, let it fall apart. Let the cheese melt into the cracks. Pile all that delicious chipotle, smoky, cheesy goodness on a bun and just enjoy it. Quit majoring on the minor. Quit focusing on what doesn't matter at all. What matters is the taste. You're not serving it up in some fancy restaurant like Red Lobster. You're serving it up in your home. Enjoy the flavor, baby. Now, before I get to the trades, let me attempt to calm things down now that I riled up all the ladies about the presentation of the world famous Jesse Kelly burger. Ladies, it's okay. If you make a Jesse Kelly burger and it falls apart and you're embarrassed, and you're like, "Oh my gosh, I'm so embarrassed. I need to go buy something." Because that's what women do or something like that. Here's what you need to go buy. Go buy a MyPillow 2.0. Why? One, you'll be supporting a company that shares your values, been fighting for your values. Two, the next time you massacre dinner and you're embarrassed about it, you'll lay in bed that night all stressed. "Oh, Jesse, I'm stressing out about dinner. I can't take it anymore." But the MyPillow 2.0, because it now has temperature regulating thread, it will cool you and calm you and you'll go right to sleep and you'll rest easier in the knowledge that you took advantage of the buy one, get one free sale that they had right off the bat. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Go get a buy one, get one free MyPillow 2.0, new and improved. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Or call 800-845-0544. Now, I am going to argue with BK about the trades versus college in a minute. But I want to play you something, because once I'm done with BK, you and I are going to have a talk about the future of where we're going and about how we can come together and cobble together real nice lives for ourselves. And this audio cut, I just want that, just while you take a couple minutes here before we get to BK, I want you to burn this into your head. Burn every part of this into your head. This is Washington University medicine.
So in our culture, in the United States, white folks hold power. In this construct, in this culture, white folks hold power. We live in a system of white supremacy. I think it's also important to recognize that racism requires power. So anybody can experience racial discrimination, right? As a white person, I can experience racial discrimination. Someone can discriminate against me because I'm white, but that is not racism. Because racism requires an element of power, structural power, right? So if someone discriminates against me because of my race, that might hurt my feelings, but it is not backed by any systems or structures, right? If somebody discriminates against a person of color, that might also hurt their feelings, and it is also backed by history and systems and structures, right? So that is racism.
Chris, I believe it's an elite university, maybe even a private university. Would you do me a favor real quick and look up the tuition for Washington? It's going to be very, very high. I should let you know that right off the bat. And I just, while you sit and you brew on those words, I want you to think about this. I want you to think about the Republican parents who currently, as we speak, maybe it's you, they've raised their child, their son, their daughter, for 18 years with values, values that matter to them. And they then, at the end of that 18 years, because you got to go to college to get a good job, they now are stroking a massive check, $250,000 check for 4 years to pay communists to educate their child. It's something to brew on. We'll argue with BK about it, and then I'll give you my whole perspective. Hang on.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and that absolutely dreadful screaming into the microphone can only mean one thing. That means my friend, former Air Force PJ, current host of World News with BK. BK is joining us now, and BK and I are going to fight tonight, and that's going to be fun. You know my thoughts on the trades versus college. I've elaborated on them several times, including just before this. So it wouldn't be fair for me to do it again. He's only got 9-10 minutes. BK, the floor is yours. What's your argument for college?
Okay, Jesse, let me preface this by saying I do agree with you in part by saying the trades is an excellent career for a person. They are struggling with workers all over, skilled workers especially. It's an easy way into a very comfortable middle-class lifestyle. And I have the total respect for dudes out on the roofs, in the concrete pits. I mean, that's like real work, you know? So like nothing to take away from that. My problem is when the vast majority, I see a lot of conservatives saying, no, never go to college. Just move out to the farm in Idaho and learn how to weld. And all that's great. But if you really care about the direction of the country, in my opinion, we live in a credentialed society, Jesse, whether you like it or not. And you are not going to get a job where you can influence from the inside in academia, finance, foreign service, any federal government, Hollywood, any of the institutions in America. And you're not going to be able to get into those places without that credential of some sort of college degree. And that's just a cold, hard fact in the world we live in. And you can keep running and make that argument. But in the meantime, you're letting every institution in this country be taken over by these far left whack jobs who do go to college and they do the work and they get it. So I understand the argument about entering the trades, but I don't think you can cede that entire level of these institutions over to the leftists and not be a part of it. That's my point.
Okay. No, and actually, I can't believe I'm saying this. That's a really good point as well. That's not a stupid point. But my question to you is this. Okay, we can't cede them to the leftists. That's what we say that. And I say the same thing, too. I'm not mocking your words. I say the same thing. But
sure.
Haven't we already? They have them all. So in order to take them back, like just for me, let's personalize it. For me, I want these institutions back. I agree with you. These institutions are critically important. As much as I hate them, your best universities matter for your nation. They train the next CEO, the next senator. That's where they go. But how do I take them back? Am I supposed to send my sons off to the wolves just because I want the institutions back?
I don't, you know, it's a great point. And honestly, what really, understand this, as a conservative, or if you have conservative leaning children, when they go to these colleges, they are going to be surrounded and outnumbered by people who think completely opposite, like 100-1. In a way, it's almost like a great proving ground, in my opinion, you know, because the rest of these liberals who run these universities, especially, they're all used to agreeing with each other and saying the same crap over and over to each other, and they all nod and agree. So you really hone your debating skills if you're willing to like stand up there and argue and prove points. And I just think you cannot allow that whole institution, especially American higher education, to go without our voice. And those are the ones who are supplying these future leaders, Jesse. And you cannot afford to have that. Unless, now you can be a plumber and go to Congress. That's one way, but that's like the big picture, right? But all these like little jobs, the middle management of government, if you will, the real, whatever you want to call it, the deep state, right? These are made up of professional class people. And I just don't think you can totally give that up and write it off completely, because as hard as it is, yes, we did that in a way. We've let those institutions go, but you can take it back one step at a time.
All right, now let me push back on you on that. I would argue this. Okay, you're going to be surrounded. It's going to be the proving ground.
Right.
But everybody doesn't have what it takes to be an Air Force PJ. And this is what I mean. I'm clearly that's a sign of respect, but most people do not. I do not. You're a different person. When you're surrounded, you toughen up. You harden up. Never quit. See victory. Most 18-year-olds... aren't BK. They're just not. That's the reality of life. 18-year-olds are walking into these places surrounded by wolves, and they're not coming out the other side a hardened Air Force PJ. They're coming out the other side a purple-haired freak who's now transsexual. That's how it's going for kids across the nation. That's a more realistic view of what's happening to kids. Am I wrong?
No, you're completely right. And I really think, though, that is part of the vast numbers they have versus people like you and me have. And frankly, Jesse, I'll tell you one thing I did, because, you know, I'm sick of you and I. We sit here and talk and we complain about all these issues, right? And like, what are we doing about it, really, other than talking about them, which is great. But like during lockdown, right, I decided to go get my substitute teaching credential, because in California, all you need is a college degree and to pass this ridiculously easy test. And I plan to start doing that, because my dream is to get these children when they're a little bit younger and teach them things like that. I want a whole legion of 18-year-olds, Jesse, walking through the college campus, much as I did. The shirt, like a couple top buttons popped, the tan glowing, the massive abdominal veins, Jesse, snaking down into the upper thighs as all the blue-haired women freak and point and they're seriously aroused, but they can't let themselves be. And I want a legion of golden 18-year-olds just 19-inch biceps walking through these campuses, setting the example, and everybody is going to turn and look and be like, wow, what is that? I want to be like that guy. And that's my dream, Jesse, a whole legion of miniature BKs, ab veins, glistening bronzed skin, the perfect hair. That's what I dream, Jesse. That's what I'm going to do.
Gosh, it's so taxing having you on sometimes. I'm speaking with BK, host of the World News with BK podcast. All right, BK, I can't have you on and not talk about some world news, because you're so good on this stuff and talking about things we don't see or don't necessarily understand. What are we not seeing? What am I not going to talk about tonight on my 3-hour show that I probably should?
Well, I mean, we have a one thing. Everybody's talking about, you know, Ukraine, obviously, and we all know what that's going on. That's just Jesse, that's like a meat grinder, and it's almost depressing. You've seen all the footage coming out on social media, and it's like, even if you hate Russia, right? Like, I can't take any joy in any of this, and it's just a human tragedy, in my opinion. But I tell you what, one thing that's going on, Africa's biggest country is having an election fight right now. And now they want new elections in Nigeria because the old election apparently was not the desired outcome. And this is the biggest country in Africa. We have an enormous Nigerian diaspora here in America. Some of our best and brightest minds come from Nigeria. What happens in Nigeria matters. Nigeria has 220 million people, Jesse. They think they might have a billion people by the end of the century. So that's a very important country. Africa is an important continent that we don't talk about nearly enough. And now in these Nigeria elections, the main opposition parties want new elections. And they say, hey, these votes are all fake, you know, which sounds familiar to you and I. So Nigeria, okay. Jesse, keep an
well,
eye on it.
It's Africa, and we've only got about a minute left here, but they have historically had some rough elections. Do we think they're fake? Are they fake?
You know what? You can't trust anything coming out of Africa. As you know, Jesse, in the northeastern corner of Nigeria is a complete wasteland with Boko Haram and ISIS, and it's one of the worst parts of the world. It's called the Sahel region. Terrible part of the world. But 23 out of Nigeria's 36 states have already declared the results, and now they're, you know, one guy's declaring victory. The former president is criticizing. He's saying, no, this is all doctored. This is all fake. Could it be fake? Who knows what even goes on there? I'm sure they're international election observers, but you can only observe so much.
Yeah, no doubt. He is the host of the World News with BK podcast. BK, thank you, my brother. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Jesse.
I wonder if BK is on chalk. I bet he is. I bet we should have asked him, Chris. We should. You know what? Is he still on? Do you already hang up on him? You did?
Oh, crap.
All right. But I wonder if BK's on chalk, because every time he starts bragging about his biceps, I know you roll your eyes. I roll my eyes. We're all cringing as BK talks about his abs and his biceps. But that sounds like a man who's experienced a 20% increase in his testosterone in 90 days. That's what it sounds like to me. Either BK's a walking male vitality stat, Chris. Go get you some natural herbal supplements from Chalk. A lot more than just a male vitality stack or female vitality stack. Endless selection of the best, highest quality natural herbal supplements. I am committed to having less and less, not that I have much anyway, of the pharmaceutical industry coursing through my veins. I want nature now, and Chalk gives it to me, and plus they share my values. Frankly, they might be more anti-communist than me, which that's a little bit shocking, but man, they are hardcore. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse, Chok.com. Promo code Jesse gets you 35% off. I know you've been thinking about it. Try it. Give it 90 days, and you tell me how you feel. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you, you can email the show whatever you want, your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday. All can be emailed into jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now, I'm going to play it for you again. So it was 20 minutes ago or so when I played it. And just want to give you a heads up on what's coming. 10-15 minutes from now, might pop a few bubbles out there about playing offense and if we're even playing offense yet. So just buckle up for that. So this is Washington University. This is $250,000. Not even taking into consideration cost of living, by the way. You want to send Aiden, Jaden, and Braden off to Washington to be educated. Why do you want to do that? Well, you got to go to college. You got to go to college. You got to go to college. How many times have you heard that? How many times have you said that? You got to go to college. You want a good life. You got to go to college. So you, for 18 years, you hold them in their hands when they're babies. You remember their first steps. You feed them. Clean up their poopy diapers. You teach them values and manners. I actually had one of my boys, my youngest son, Luke, they were introducing themselves at the Safari Club thing we went to last week and shook some guy's hand. And the guy looks at him and says, wow, now that's a handshake. I was so daggone proud. My heart about burst out of my chest because we've talked about that, right? You shake a man's hand firmly. You look him in the eyes. You've done that. You love your child. You love them more than life. I bet you money. if you have a daughter or a son who's away from home, maybe even at home, I bet you've already bought them a hero gun, haven't you? We've talked about it for how long on the show? How long have we talked about crazy world, bunch of criminals out there, bunch of violent people? Your child needs something on them at all times they can protect themselves with. But I'm not naive, ladies. I see the little dinky purses you wear. I've seen the little outfits you wear out on Friday night out there husband shopping. I understand that. You don't want to carry some big gun on you. The Hero Arrow fits right in your purse. No one, including your friends, will ever know, and you'll stop somebody. Hero2020.com, code Jesse, by the way, if you want to get one of those for your child. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. How about now? Anyway, I bet you bought your child a hero gun. I bet you taught them, keep your elbows off the table, chew with your mouth closed. I bet you even got on them about their grades. Maybe even too much. Hey, need good grades. You did, didn't you? Why? Why'd you teach them values? Hold doors open for women and old people. Why'd you teach them values? Because you love them. You love them so much. And I understand that as an extension of that love, you want them as adults to have a good life. And I'm experiencing this now as my boys get older. They're 12 and they're 14. And I'm watching them grow up. And I'm starting to think, man, am I, with all my screw-ups, am I screwing him up? Am I raising boys who are going to be good men one day? Are they going to have good jobs and provide for a family? I don't know. I hope. As an extension of that, you want them to go to college because you were raised that way. I was raised that way. I'm not judging you for how you were raised. Not even judging your parents or my parents. But, well, headline. New York teacher forced and manipulated a fifth grader to become transgender, causing suicidal ideation. Let me ask you something. In all the years you lived, or the years your parents lived, was there ever, ever in your mind, in your memory, a teacher teaching children to change their gender? Nope, there was not. I already know the answer was no. You're shaking your head. I could see it. Times have changed. That's hard to accept. It's hard. I know it's hard. Times have changed. You think you got to go to college. Okay, they'll be a little bit liberal, but just get through it. Get a four-year degree, and then you'll be able to move on and be this or be that, and then you'll be able to have a better life and earn more money. Times have changed. Please hear me on that. They're not a little liberal. The show is 3 hours long. Plus, I have a one-hour TV show every single night on the first. And I could dedicate the next 6 months to only audio and video of university professors teaching your baby, who you raised and bought a hero gun, teaching your baby this.
So in our culture in the United States, white folks hold power. In this construct, in this culture, white folks hold power. We live in a system of white supremacy. I think it's also important to recognize that racism requires power. So anybody can experience racial discrimination, right? As a white person, I can experience racial discrimination. Someone can discriminate against me because I'm white, but that is not racism. Because racism requires an element of power, structural power, right? So if someone discriminates against me because of my race, that might hurt my feelings, but it is not backed by any systems or structures, right? If somebody discriminates against a person of color, that might also hurt their feelings, and it is also backed by history and systems and structures, right? So that is racism.
Does that sound like your child's going to come out the back end of that 4 years better? Not only that, are you going to pay them $50,000, $100,000? $250,000 to teach that to your child after you spent 18 years raising them and loving them with care? Now, you just heard my interview with BK, and he made great points. I'm certainly not going to dog on him. I'm definitely not going to dog on him when he's not here to defend himself or dog on any of his points. So that's not what I'm saying. But he mentioned we need to take back these institutions. And I actually don't disagree with that. I agree. But my question to him is now my question to you. Forget conceptually, forget about America. You, personally, are you sending your kids to that? Look, you know how much I want to save this country, how much I want to fight back for this country. I'm telling you right now, look, this is just, here's your window into the Kelly home. I regularly push my sons away from universities. I push them towards the trades. And my oldest right now is thinking he wants a career where he does have to go to college because there are barriers there. And I've told him, that's fine. Believe me when I tell you, it's going to be very limited. You're going to be going to the local junior college for a few years to pile up credits. Then we'll find the best place we can find and get you in and get you off that college campus as quickly as humanly possible. Why? Well, for the same reason when we go to the Houston Zoo, I don't pick you up and throw you in the gorilla enclosure. That's the same reason I want your time on these university campuses limited. Conceptually, as a nation, you're right. We need these institutions back. For me, Dad Jesse, not radio host Jesse, not anti-communist Jesse, not world-famous author Jesse. The book can be bought at jessekellybook.com. Just me, Dad Jesse, my sons, they're not going to be part of that. I'm not losing my boys. I love them so much, I'm not even going to take a chance on losing my boys. All right? Now, I'm going to talk about that a little bit more, and then we're going to talk about offense versus defense. You want to play offense? I want to play offense. Are we playing any offense right now? Hang on.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.